Hello, Vol Nation. Coach Fulmer here. We have been working like heck, and we are ready. I'm confident we will be playing football in Neyland Stadium this fall. Stay safe, stay healthy, and stay strong.
Now from the studios of Fox Sports Knoxville, this is 3 and Out with Nate Hodges and Houston Kress. Many imitators, no duplicators. Fan Run Radio.
So everybody has waited all offseason for this moment to hear that it's game night. It's time for Tennessee football. And when the Pride of the Southland Band forms that famed tee, you are swimming in Southern college football pageantry.
Balls are back. Before long, we'll be taking a bite out of everybody we play's ass. Thank you very much.
There was a time and place that this university was feared. My goal is to get us back.
Since 1974, I know what the University of Tennessee and the great fan base here is about. I know that. When people talk about Rocky Top, I know what they're talking about.
We can dance if we want to. We can leave your friends behind. Cause your friends don't dance, and if they don't dance, well, that's no friends of mine. Say, we can go where we want to, place where they will never find. And we can act like we come from out of this world, leave the real one far behind. We can dance. We can go when we want to, night is young and so am I. And we can dress real neat from our hats to our feet and surprise them with a victory cry. Say, we can act if we want to.
Welcome into the White Claw Hard Seltzer Studios of Fan Run Radio.
Thank you.
Sorry, I had a level issue there.
Oh, yeah.
It's my bad.
Oh, man. Yeah, you did. Yeah. Wow. Look at that.
Adjusting,
if you're a podcaster, sorry for your ears.
No, I mean, it's fine. You'll be able to hear it.
All
right.
All right.
I think we're good now.
Yeah. Happy Thursday morning.
Dude, is this week taking forever?
Yes.
Or is it just me?
I said it last week. It's going to be the longest 10 days ever.
Gosh, I thought it was Thursday.
Feel pretty
all
normal.
All day yesterday.
I've been a day ahead also.
All day yesterday, I'm like, it's Thursday. And I was like, next Thursday. And this, and I'm like, no, wait.
Typical
Wednesday.
Typical week.
Typical game week. Oh, you're saying you have not noticed a difference?
Nope.
Really?
That's because he doesn't care about the game.
It was Tuesday, and I felt like I'd gone through 4 or 5 days already.
Sorry for your trouble.
If we make it through the day, though, we're going to play a game, though, right? Isn't that the key? Because didn't they do rapid tests yesterday? So if they're going to do something weird.
I don't know. I know they do rapid tests tomorrow.
So if like
do they do them Wednesday also?
I thought Wednesday, Friday were two out of the three tests they do weekly.
Right.
So I feel like if as long as South Carolina doesn't get popped with a bunch from yesterday or Tennessee from yesterday.
We're playing football? We're
playing football.
Did Houston have their fifth game canceled?
Yes. I don't know how many of them have been their fault. But
I think zero.
Yeah, the other team every single time. Maybe no one just wants to play Houston. That would stink. Every week. Oh, finally. Oh. Yeah. Oh.
Alabama.
Hey, oh.
Can we just do that for Alabama? Davies wants to roll out the JV team for a while and just save the legs and the injuries and the, you know.
What?
Just mail it in against Alabama. Just play the backups.
Oh.
Give them
I thought you meant the first few games to save the legs for Alabama.
No.
Like, that's,
when you get to the Alabama game.
It's not good.
Game,
I don't like it.
Yeah,
just kind of tank it. Not really in a tank it way.
How good are they going to be?
That's a good question.
I think this year we just don't know.
I haven't said it for this season, but yeah, years past. I mean,
I think their defense
is going to be really good.
Yeah,
but again,
usually
I just don't know what Mac Jones and Bryce Young or whoever wins that battle is going to bring to the
team.
Have
they said who's starting a quarterback for Alabama yet? I mean, it's Missouri. I wouldn't think they'd be
I want to say it's Mac.
I think it's Mac Jones to start, but it's a situation.
I have them both on my fantasy team.
Where you might have one of those things where Mac Jones is kind of sputtering in the first game, second game, whenever. You know, maybe it's a few games in, and then they go to the
Who was the guy that got benched for Hurts against USC?
I always get the name
Blake
wrong.
Blake Barnett?
Correct.
Yeah, that sounds right.
Look at me. Nailed it. 2 days ago, Alabama has named Mac Jones starting quarterback for the season opener.
You know who I did not realize doesn't have an announced starting quarterback until our fantasy draft last night?
Vanderbilt.
No, I can't tell us about Vanderbilt.
They were down to
we
two.
We talked about that yesterday on the show.
Mississippi.
Georgia.
I thought they went ahead and named
they
old
have
buddy.
Not announced their starter yet.
They did not go ahead and name.
Not, at least not from what I could find last night while we were trying to draft.
Mathis, right? Is that his name? Devon Mathis?
DeJuan Mathis.
DeJuan. Sorry, DeJuan.
They're still trying to get JT Daniels cleared to play.
Oh, that sucks to be this close to the season and have to wait on somebody to get cleared. 100%. Poor Georgia. I feel so bad for them.
They're trying to get him cleared by Saturday.
I don't think that's a – he's eligible, right?
Cleared for contact.
Yes.
Yeah, he's eligible. Like, they're trying to get a doctor to be like, yeah, he can get tackled.
Go call the Chargers doctor.
Or whoever cleared Colin Hill with his three ACL tears.
I just thought that was kind of nuts.
For those who don't know, the Chargers joke reference was to the fact that the Chargers team doctor punctured Tyrod Taylor's lung right before the game on Sunday.
Trying to give him a little cortisone shot. Yep. And the ribs went a little too far. Punctured his lung. I dare say, lawsuit forthcoming.
He can't actually sue if you receive team help based off the CBA. He waives all rights. I'm fairly certain that's how it's set up.
For a punctured lung? Yeah. Might be some language in there that lets him skirt around that.
It's because, I mean, you're getting all that medical attention for free, so he can't really sue over it.
A punctured lung?
I mean, he can sue
with a syringe? I'm going to say maybe, just maybe he can't.
I hear that's something that happens sometimes. Like, that's not that.
It's not that uncommon?
Not that crazy. Well, that giving that injection in that spot is very difficult.
Hmm.
Because they said something about it being kind of blind.
Talk about things you don't want to hear from your doctor.
Maybe just bench Tyrod Taylor if his ribs are broken and just let Justin Herbert play anyway. I'm saying, why was on the S's there? I don't know. Well, just let Justin Herbert play. Like, if you have to shoot up Tyrod Taylor to get him to play quarterback, maybe just play the guy that's as good or better than him anyway.
He was 1-0.
He was 1-0. Was Tyrod Taylor. In one of the nastiest wins.
I mean, it took a kicker breaking his calf muscle right as he went to kick the ball for that to happen.
What?
Randy Bullock's.
The Bengals guy went to make a chip shot to send it overtime.
Okay.
And as he planted, his calf muscle tore in half. And he
seriously?
Felt
he tore his
he
calf?
Shanked it.
No, it looked like he was just faking an injury because he knew he bleeped up so bad.
He might have faked it after he missed the kick. I'm not sure. But it was like an extra
point. Ooh, wow.
It was like an old extra point.
It's like me when I hit a bad drive and I'm like, oh, the hammy. No, that was serious, though. That was real.
You did that on the range. There's no reason to, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Thank you.
Getting hurt in warm-ups.
I was making a joke that I did that, but I didn't do that.
This is kind of like Tyrod getting hurt in warm-ups.
It's like,
it wasn't warm-ups.
Missing a layup. Oh, my shoulder. A little tight. Got to loosen it up.
Oh. We got my team try and dunk it and miss it in high school. When he came down, like, he was fine, but he just went down like he had hurt his ankle.
Yeah, I mean, I would, too.
We're like, Chris, come on, man. Get up.
No, I'm hurt. You're just I would have made that dunk. Where does it hurt? Everywhere. My pride. My pride's hurting. Punctured lung for Tyrod Taylor. Yeah, Herbert was, what did he throw for, like, 320-something? Right?
I mean, it was against the Chiefs. He gave him a chance to win against the Chiefs. Like, come on.
I know. That's unbelievable. Yeah. Hard to blame Herbert for a 3-point loss to the Chiefs.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Their defense isn't that good, but still. Yeah, he's 22 of 33, 311, a touchdown and a pick. But
we're going to find out about their defense Monday night as they take on Lamar
Jackson.
The Ravens.
No, that'll be a good one. Speaking of good one, you ready for tonight? Oh, the Battle of Florida.
I'm glad you said that. I hadn't even said
Dolphins against the 1-1, not tanking, actually pretty good, Jacksonville Jaguars, who are going teal on teal on teal.
I like it.
Minshew Mania.
He's been pretty good.
He's good. He's got big hands, smart guy.
Runs around.
He He's elusive.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty good player. Surprising.
Hey, thanks for putting that SEC fantasy league together, though. That's got me excited to watch some of these
cheers.
Really crappy SEC games.
How did you feel about your team? You said you liked them pretty good?
Yeah.
Pretty good?
You sniped me on Kyle Pitts.
Yes, I did.
I had considered him, and I thought he would go I thought he was going to be the type of pick where you'd have to sacrifice at another position to get him.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, the way I went is fine, I guess. I mean, I built out at running back and receiver first, and then was shocked that if you hadn't picked him, I was going to get him after having a starter at every other spot. I mean, other than the flex.
Mm.
But, yeah, you made a good selection there. I don't know. The problem is it won't show the stats from last year of all the players. So it was really hard to compare the positional strength.
It showed last year. You just had to toggle down to 2019.
Only the players that are available this year, though. It doesn't show any guys that – like, you can't find Joe Burrow stats from last year and compare them to Kyle Trask stats from last year.
Mm.
You know, with the fantasy scoring. So you can't see an entire year's worth of the distribution from the best quarterback to the eighth. We have eight teams in the league, to the eighth best, the 16th best.
Gotcha.
That sort of thing. So, but this is good, though. This is the blitz screwed it all up anyway. We'll get to that a little later. So this year will be a no-money year. We'll just get to have some fun.
Which is probably smart, given the uncertainty of the season anyway.
Next year, we can put our heads together. We can really agree on, you know, all the minor details.
Scoring, roster, size.
We'll have all had kind of a – this is like a preseason year kind of thing.
Yeah, yeah.
And we'll get to see, you know. Because I didn't know – I did find one guy that had ranked all college football fantasy players.
All of them?
Yeah. So I just kind of use that as
what a loser.
As a general guide. No, I mean, that's like his job. I mean,
it's a lot of people.
So I use that as a general guide to like just make sure I didn't miss like an obvious dude that I've forgotten. Because it's hard. I mean, it's like he had Arik Gilbert, the second best tight end.
I mean, if you're talking about talent, he's up there.
Yeah,
it's just for me, it's the quarterback situation at LSU. I stayed away from LSU.
But like, I would not have even had Gilbert on. I would have thought he was more like a kind of a later round flyer type of pick. But I don't know.
So, who do you have number one at tight end?
Kyle Pitts.
Yeah, Kyle Pitts. Then
I knew the answer. Yeah, Jalen Weidemeyer.
He had him third or fourth.
I had him last year. He was pretty good.
Especially
with Osborne.
It was weird. I was kind of going off of the stats.
Osborne. He opted out.
I forgot who Osborne was. Sorry,
yeah,
Osborne.
It's all right. Yeah, my fourth round pick was a guy who's not playing. It's all right. I got him on IR in case he comes back.
I took their 5-star all-world freshman that'll probably play in his spot.
The receiver?
Yeah.
Well done. I did get Ramel Keaton.
Demond.
I went back.
Demond?
That's his first name.
Demond?
Demond.
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 I have no idea.
I went back and picked up Jamar Chase after the draft was over and added him to my injured reserve just in case.
Oh, you put him on IR?
Casey opts back in?
Yeah.
He's the IR available?
You got two spots.
Oh, all right. I'm rushing to get Jamie Newman right now. But it was, I don't know. It definitely
it'll be interesting.
Helped to just kind of, no, but that's the hardest thing. Like, there's some of these guys, never heard of them. And some of them are like juniors, and they're going to start.
No, that's the problem with SEC fantasy. I mean, it's only eight teams, but there's only 14 teams to choose from, obviously not 32. And you get past the stars that everybody's heard of, and it's a not to mention they leave all the opt-outs in there in case you want to draft them. They do have a red flag by their name. They leave
Osborne
injured.
Did not.
He did. He had a little note. A little.
It wasn't a red flag because I saw that with a bunch of the others.
It said Kadarius Toney wasn't going to play this week.
He had like a red dot next to him.
I thought he was opting out.
Everything I've read said he's listed on their depth chart from yesterday. Now he's good to go. I wondered if he had had an injury earlier in camp. I wonder if that dot was for injury.
Seems like he always is banged up a little bit.
That dot was on the left hand side. Oh, I got another question for you. Okay. It made me pick what position to list him at when I drafted him, but I'm not locked into that, right?
I don't know.
I think that was just what to put him on, where to put him on the roster.
I did see he was listed.
He's a running back or a receiver.
The only reason I think it would matter is you have a limit of how many wide receivers, running backs, and flex players you can have.
So
it's 10.
So in the draft, you had to designate.
Yeah. That would make sense because, it says we were out of spots whenever we kept having more rounds.
Jamon Osborne absolutely has a red flag with a plus sign. next to his name. Same as Ja'Marr Chase.
Hate to see it.
Or not see it.
Well, so I don't know.
Real quick, anyone out there, if you're interested in starting a SEC fantasy football league, maybe not this year, especially for money, given, again, the uncertainty of the year, but Fantrax, cut the check, Fantrax.com, it's free. It's decent. It's no NFL. It's no Yahoo. It's just it's there, and it's SEC, and it's fun.
Be very careful as you set up the rules.
Goes out to Will.
Because the league is literally set up like a computer programmer would set it up. Like, do you realize we're all 0-0-3 right now? Because it scores every week?
Yes, and it offered me the option to adjust the start date of the season, but then it said that would mess with the playoffs, and so it said if not.
So we actually are just going to carry those three ties to the end.
Yeah, everyone's got it.
I mean, it's fine.
Yeah, three ties.
But that's the way a programmer thinks.
Sure.
You know what I mean?
Yep.
But back to the strategy. The team defense has scored a lot of points in the league. There's obviously only so many, so there's a scarcity problem there. So that makes it more valuable. So some of those went in like the first round. I thought I remembered you in the past saying quarterbacks were more valuable. So that's the way I went, which is completely backwards to the way I normally would approach an NFL league with one quarterback.
I threw out all normal fantasy rules after we got started.
But I don't know. So that's the type of thing.
The first two picks were defenses. Which I did not realize was a situation where those players or those owners did not actually pick the defenses.
What was the Blitz doing last night?
But then you took a defense on purpose, right?
Yep.
Okay.
Because they were going off the board. And trust me, once you get past defense number 5 or 6, the points, you don't want Missouri's defense.
So both of those are auto picks? At 1 and 2?
I know one was. I know the first one was. And I don't know if after seeing the first one, whoever was second was just like, wait, is this something like I've just missed?
What? No, was it Rick?
I don't think it was Rick. Even though the Blitz, I want to say Rick and Chance both have 3 kickers, which doesn't make much sense.
I mean, Rick, it auto-picked Rick's whole draft. So that's one thing.
Yeah, Rick was so excited to be in the league, and then that. No, Chance was second. He also had some issues.
Wait, so neither one of those guys actually picked a defense?
I guess not. Charlie complained about it, and Chance, I don't think he got in there in time.
Houston had to suspend the draft.
Even though I had texted everybody.
10 minutes before and 1 minute before.
10 minutes. 1 minute. I couldn't get in time. What do you do with people like that?
So now we have Kyle Trask on two teams?
Yeah, we have two Kyle Trask. We have Florida's quarterback in our Tennessee league twice. What the hell?
We could go
to like 12 or 16 teams next year and have double copy players. That's really fun.
Is it fun?
Yeah.
Okay. That becomes more like daily fantasy.
What's really funny is when someone trades and they end up with like there was a league one time where a dude had both Adrian Petersons. So he's starting like Adrian Peterson.
I mean, if he has a good game, that's huge.
I mean, this was back when he was good. Yeah. It's like, yeah, my running backs are Adrian Peterson, and Ray Rice.
Not bad. Clone action.
Yeah. But it'll let you play a bigger league, you know, whatever. Yeah, this will be interesting. We got two Kyle Trask in the league somehow. I guess
I didn't do
Chance
that.
Wins.
I gave him to Charlie.
And the system didn't
the system.
Take him out of the draft.
I blame the system.
I don't know. But yeah, I have no idea if taking quarterback. I probably should have just taken Najee Harris. But I guess we'll find out.
Actually, for Charlie, I'm on his roster right now. It does not show Kyle Trask being on his team.
Oh.
What? I was just looking at it. I mean, I'm looking at the draft. It says.
What the draft? But.
Round one, pick one, Kyle Trask.
Okay, but go to his roster. Kyle Trask is not on his roster. His starting quarterback and his only quarterback is Ryan Helinski, who's not actually going to be playing.
Might play a little bit.
So now he lost the defense that he had and.
Maybe he traded him. It's his fault.
He also has 3 defenses.
Wait,
three?
He has the Georgia defense still.
So he still has the Georgia defense. So the little thing you did, whatever that was, did not take. Unless they traded, but
Well, Charlie's roster is illegal anyway. Because he's a moron. You're only allowed to have two team defenses. I didn't want somebody just stacking them up. You can't have more than two.
Yeah. Next year, we'll just get rid of the defenses and the kickers. Make it so much
better. All I know is Charlie's roster is illegal. Maximum number of 8 active players has been exceeded. I think that means he does have Trask. It's just not showing up. Because I swear a minute ago I checked it, and it showed up. I'm sure I'll have to deal with this all day long.
Yeah, it's all right.
Once they start complaining.
That's right.
It is what it is.
I don't think you should be able to criticize Greg Sankey today.
What?
Well, you're the commissioner, and we had issues.
No, this was the system. I did my job.
Couldn't Greg Sankey say the exact same thing?
Nope.
It's the system.
No,
he did his job.
That's basically what he said yesterday.
So
he said the rule is the rule.
Yep.
We're talking about real life versus a game.
I think this will be more like Greg Sankey saying, I tried to hit approve the waiver for Cade Mays in the computer, and the computer wouldn't accept it.
What do you guys want to do? You want to redraft? Is that what you want? Because that's what we'd have to do.
No.
Okay.
No. If the system had worked correctly, what you did as commissioner would have been the right decision.
Thank you.
You suspended the draft because people weren't in there. You allowed a replacement
pick.
Which
I probably should have done. I probably should have said, nope, you're tardy. Deal with it. But then I had the same issue happen to me. Site went down for about 2 rounds. It's okay.
If you
live and learn.
If the pick is made in error, you're not able to steal from somebody that picked after you. You
right.
have to pick somebody still available.
Mm-hmm.
He wanted Trask. No one had drafted Trask yet. He gets Trask. That would have opened up, the Georgia defense, right?
Mm-hmm.
So then the Georgia defense, you ask the person at 2, do you want Georgia defense or who you picked? Now I'll continue to keep who I got. Then you go to 3, because we're only at pick 5, right? Wouldn't have been that hard. Mm-hmm. 2, 3, 4, 5. And if somebody at 4 says, yeah, I would have rather had Georgia defense than who I took. I mean, who wants a Georgia defense anyway, though?
They're pretty good.
Can you imagine pulling for the Georgia defense, though?
I wanted Alabama's. I think they return a lot of guys, and they're going to be really good on D this year.
I think I made the dumbest pick of the draft, though.
Yeah, probably.
I got the Alabama kicker.
you got the backup Alabama kicker.
Yeah, that was it. Yeah, that was the worst pick of the draft.
Are you sure?
Yeah, get with Rick. He's got 3. So,
well, I didn't know I still had more reserve spots either because it said I was out of spots and I drafted a kicker. I was like, wait, there's 2 more rounds.
Unless this guy surpasses the name Houston pronounced Bolivers or
Bolivers.
Like yeah.
The official. I could have swore the official depth chart put out by Alabama had the guy I took as the starter.
I know I always say go kicker last whenever we're talking NFL. I kind of went against that, but just so I would have someone to pull for, everyone's not been happy with me lately, I went and got Brent Smaglia.
And you took him early, too.
I was just like...
He's probably the best kicker in the league.
I was looking at I was looking at the points. I'd give it to Cade York, but Brent's definitely second.
No, Will Ricard is listed as the starter... According to Alabama's official depth chart.
Oh, yeah.
From Bama Online.
Cade York scored a lot of points last year because he was kicking extra points with that offense. Let's see how he does this year.
That's fair.
Cade York?
LSU's kicker.
I mean, he was clutch as well. We'll see. I mean, I'm happy with my guy.
No, you should be.
Why did we bring up Cade York? I thought you got Smaglia.
I did, but Houston asked who was the best kicker in the league.
Oh, okay.
Well, I think Smaglia is first team all SEC in the preseason, but we'll see. York's good. I feel like he probably benefited from a super high powered offense, and they're, scoring the 40s every game.
I also was like, for the people who didn't get 2 defenses, what if you have a game gets canceled?
You just play with no defense, man.
But apparently, whenever it comes to the points, though, that seems like a position you would want to have multiple teams for.
Yeah, but people always,
this is different than normal fantasy.
I agree.
You get in and look at the, because you're getting points on defense based off how many yards you give up during the game
and other things. Good segment,
but people always overrate one spot. I mean, most of the time, if you didn't play a guy on your team, it's not going to be the difference in winning and losing. It might be, but there's going to be a lot of games where that one position or that one decision isn't going to matter.
The listeners are fed up with our fantasy talk.
Right.
Sorry.
It's SEC football. What more do you... It's only Thursday. Feels like it should be Friday already. We got a long week to get through.
We got to have a draft on the show.
Oh, yeah. Later today, we'll pick our Tennessee players.
Yeah, no, they'll like that. MVP. Yeah.
Stick around for that, Callum.
And Brian. They will stick around. They're dedicated. They're just not afraid to tell us if, you know, the segment's not very good.
Fair enough.
That's okay.
It's a good segment.
Jeremy Pruitt was on Vowel Calls last night. Made some comments about this week's game. Also about Cade Mays. Maybe an update. Maybe we'll see.
That's what we're really doing, stalling, because I don't want to talk about Cade Mays because it freaking sucks at the
moment.
Okay,
it might not suck. We just wait.
Welcome back into the White Claw Hard Seltzer Studios of Fan Run Radio. Game week. We made it. Finally. There's some game tonight, right? Check, find that. I mean, I know we got the NFL game, but there's some random. Unless it got canceled. UAB, South Alabama, ESPN, 7:30.
The Battle of Alabama.
Get your bets in with my bookie, the official sports book of Fan Run Radio.
Move over, Auburn versus Bama.
The Particle Board Bowl.
Oh, Trey Watt's going to be on the edge of his seat.
Already sweating.
Pulling for his Jaguars tonight. I don't know why he's... I mean, I know he's from South Alabama, but... Anyway. What did Pruitt say it?
He was asked about Cade Mays, obviously, and about Sankey's comments on that radio interview where he said the rules are good. We're not going to revisit the rule. If they want to revisit the rule, they can vote to change the rule. Again, I think the rule itself is fine. It's when there are extenuating circumstances that maybe things should be taken into consideration. Anyway, Pruitt said this. There's been a lot of questions about this, you don't say. I've said numerous times what a great job Greg has done leading us through this pandemic. I guess my question is this. I just know about Cade. I know that he's met with lots of professionals, and it was submitted to the NCAA, and they felt that he needed to play this year. Nobody from the SEC has contacted us to ask to meet with Cade. So based off the decision of the NCAA, I don't know how they would keep him from playing unless we just want to say it's a rule, we voted on it.
Is he saying what Davey said the other day? Like,
can you be a little clearer?
That the SEC would have to say, hey, you can't play him.
Yeah, it's more of my point the other day was we're not sure whether you actually have to get cleared or it's unless they say you're not cleared, you're cleared.
Yeah, I don't...
Because we know it's one way with the NCAA, but we've not really had to... discuss this issue as it relates to just an SEC decision coming down. But again, that could relate back to the fact that, well, usually, I mean, if the NCAA is going to clear you, there's usually not an issue. But right now, we've not had those situations where people that have transferred in conference have been immediately eligible, especially whenever you're looking at it just from a division standpoint. And if the school that the person is coming from is actually trying to make matters worse.
Which definitely seems to be the case with everyone that transfers away from Georgia under Kirby Smart. But again, like...
According to sources, Kirby Smart had said some bad things about Cade when he had his wisdom teeth removed.
And then per other sources...
Per Cade Mays.
Cade Mays. Baloney.
It was fake news.
I thought we were the only ones that did rumors.
I mean, it's pretty bad when you put all these reporters on the radio, and then you are the ones that have all the wrong reports.
It's fascinating.
Yeah. Especially when you're a former quarterback at the University of Tennessee.
Well, he said it came from the University of Georgia. He said it was from the inside. Now, this could be – it could be real, and Cade could be playing, hey, I don't need to stir anything up, man. I'm trying to get cleared. I'm trying to get Kirby to say let him play.
It could be, but it was still great to see Eric Gaines take a big L.
Yeah.
At least he didn't run into a goalpost this time.
Oh, my God. You're a monster. You're a monster.
Well, I mean,
how has the SEC not even asked to speak with him yet? Like, are they just not – is it just – I don't know if that means, yeah, he's going to get – cleared because the NCAA cleared him, or is this just a sorry, the rule's the rule, we don't even really need to talk to him because there are no extenuating circumstances that we take into consideration?
I mean, how does it usually work?
It's never happened like this before.
See? So,
like, is this not
my question?
Is this not the dumbest thing? Like, when you take Sankey's comments and Pruitt's comments, Like, they don't match at all. Pruitt saying, the NCAA said he could play. I don't know how the SEC is going to tell him he can't. We're going to play him. Right? But there he's not on the depth chart.
I don't think he's saying we're going to play him. I think he's just saying,
how can they not let him play?
Yeah, how on earth are they going to deny him the waiver?
He says, I don't know how they would keep him from playing unless we just want to say it's a rule that we voted on. That's what Sankey said. It's a rule. Greg Sankey basically said, I don't know why anyone in the SEC would think that a kid going from one school to another can just play right away. No one's ever done that before.
Because of the extenuating circumstances surrounding this specific case. This isn't Brenton Cox. I'm not playing enough at Georgia. I'm going to Florida. This isn't D'Angelo Gibbs. I don't want to play safety. I want to play receiver. I'm going to go to Tennessee. This is my dad's in a lawsuit with Georgia. I can't play there. It doesn't make any sense. It's not good for me. It's not good for my family. I'm going to be a target of the administration and the coaches. Like, can I please just go home, play with my brother, be close to my family while they're suing the University of Georgia Athletic Department? That hadn't happened before. Name me another lost pinky in which the kid transferred within the division.
I mean, but it sounds like the SEC is not even considering it. Like, it sounds like Tennessee has...
I think they're considering it because they haven't said no. If they weren't considering it, they just say no. No, 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 no. But they have to at least be considering because we're waiting on an answer.
I mean, does Tennessee have to put forth a formal application?
Like, how does no one know this? This is what I don't understand. How does no one know the way the
process
is supposed
to work? How is the SEC not even asked to speak with Cade?
If I am looking at it from a completely neutral standpoint, and I take a giant step back, if it's something I've never had to put forth a decision on, I feel like everything should just stay the same. And it's one of those things where it's like, I'm not going to put forth any new precedent, where it's kind of like it's just flat, and we've not done it before. You want it, you got to put forth a formal appeal, and then we will hear things out. But from the sound of it, it looks as though like, and I will say, Tennessee has not been the best at making sure they get their appeals in on a timely basis.
No, we've been the absolute worst. We suck at this, and it's mind-numbingly
frustrating.
But we've
won them all.
We didn't get Plavsic eligible to play in time mid-season. For the season. Yeah, he could have been ready to go for the start of the year. Not that it mattered.
Thank you. That was the AD at Arizona State, though, being a punk. And this is Kirby being a punk.
But like, if I'm Greg Sankey and I'm just trying to, I guess, not rock the boat.
It's a pandemic year. Eligibility doesn't even matter this year.
I don't make a decision if it's something I've never ruled on
before.
But
have we made that appeal? Like, yeah. Is that what we're asking for? Or are we asking for the pinky and the lawsuit thing? Or are we asking for both?
I'm not going to give Tennessee the benefit of the doubt of whether they put the appeal in or not.
I think it's all of that. Yeah, and I don't know if they have to formally
approve. Pruitt doesn't even sound like he knows where this is in the process. I'm not even sure it's on Pruitt necessarily. I mean, at this stage, I would hope he would be...
You think Sankey even knows?
Up to date.
You think he has any idea that we're waiting on him?
That's what I don't know. Like, no one knows the problem. Did we just fax something and, like, somebody got it and stuck it on a desk and no one's even ever seen it? It sounds like there's not even a process for this.
Jeremy just text Greg, say, hey Greg,
we got this guy, Kay Mays, you know.
Did you get my email?
Yeah, like,
How hard is it?
I feel like that's not even happening.
Maybe he's already cleared and we're just sandbagging for South Carolina.
The way it at least has been presented publicly makes absolutely no sense. I mean, it really illuminates why college football is such a mess when any little thing pops up. Why they couldn't get the conferences to play non-conference football games this year.
They didn't approve the one-year free transfer.
We can't even communicate on what we're communicating about. Mm. We can't even say, like, Greg Sankey doesn't even realize what the hell's going on, and Jeremy Pruitt doesn't realize that Greg Sankey doesn't realize what's going on. Like, I feel like Jeremy Pruitt's thinking one thing, and Greg Sankey's over here in La La Land, like, well, the rule's the rule. No, why would we? We don't even have to weigh in on that.
Because his dad lost a pinky,
they're
in a lawsuit with the university.
But there's never been a waiver for that, ever.
Well, no, there's never been a lost pinky in a lawsuit. Like, name another situation where a guy's transferred because his family's suing the university. That's what I'm saying. Like, this is completely unprecedented.
I agree with you. But what Greg Sankey's saying is it doesn't matter.
I don't think that's what he's saying. I'm with you. I don't think he knows exactly what he's being asked about.
You think maybe he's getting called up real quick this morning? Like, hey, Greg, yesterday, because there's some really dumb stuff on the radio.
Yeah, he's probably like, why are all these Tennessee fans tweeting at me? Well, sir, they're waiting on Cade. Who? Oh, yeah.
But what else is Greg Sankey doing right now? Like, isn't this the kind of
stuff? What is it that you do here?
He should be, like, kind of on top of? I mean, I know he's not
one
the one.
One would think.
I'm not saying he should be the one reading through the paperwork, but shouldn't he be aware that you've got players that want to play this Saturday that don't know if they're going to be able to play or not? They asked Pruitt, like, at what point do you need to get word for Cade Mays to make the trip? He goes, before he gets on the plane.
Well, they've been working as if he's going to be able to play.
Before we board the plane.
That'd be good.
How is college football this?
What if we don't?
Up?
What if SEC
doesn't?
If the SEC doesn't give them an answer by tomorrow, do they just say, "All right, he's coming and he's playing"? You had your time and you didn't give us an answer.
No, it's going to be the exact opposite.
You think?
Yeah.
Why? He'll go down there if they don't have an answer.
They're going to make sure he has an answer before they play him.
Not really up to them.
I mean, you would think so. I'm just
because if you play him and then they say it's not eligible, you forfeit the game.
Oh no, pandemic. I'll know we won.
Ooh, I guess I probably need to make that clear. My record expectations if games are forfeited.
They're going to be called no contests, I believe.
No, not if you have to retroactively go back and say, you know what, you illegally played somebody. Therefore, we're going to redact.
If we win the game on the field, it's a win. Whether we have to forfeit it later or not. They don't take titles away other than the banner.
Apparently, when Sankey
Louisville
was asked,
knows they won the national championship that year.
Sankey was asked if players will get an answer before the season starts, and he said he wasn't going to comment specifically, and then said that they work through them as quick as they can, but there's no timetable. So he did admit that they work on these. The way he talked about it originally, it was almost like, I don't even know why they would apply. I don't even know why they would send us anything because it's not even a thing. We're not even going to look at it. We're just going to throw it in the trash.
That's so lazy.
Yeah, I know.
That's ridiculous. Like, yeah, I get it. The guy wasn't high on the depth chart at Georgia. He wants to transfer to Vanderbilt. Rules are rules. This is very different. That's my only point in this
whole
thing.
There's one theory that they're going to approve all these guys and announce it tomorrow afternoon. Just Friday news dump? Yeah, just so that teams that they're coming from or teams that might then be at a disadvantage don't have a lot of time to complain about it. Like the business week is closed. I don't think Muschamp would freak out too much about an offensive lineman, obviously, whatever. But let's say this was like a bigger rival or something and it was a quarterback. Like, it gives Muschamp no time to like pitch a fit and like contact the SEC office while they're still open. They'll just dump it right as they close the doors on Friday. Cade Mays is eligible.
I still think this entire thing is stupid. As if these kids haven't been through enough, regardless of the reason they transferred. They've had to miss spring practice. They've been basically bubbleized all summer. And they go through practice, scrimmages, and now they're waiting on the SEC. I mean, what have you been doing the last month and a half? I mean, this guy. Just let them play. Come on, man. They're kids. Who cares?
No, this is rolled into.
If Trey Smith had transferred last year, I swear I don't think I'd care if he started immediately for Florida. I mean, I hate that he went to Florida, but just, okay, play.
No, I mean this
year stinks.
This whole COVID thing, I think the next generation will look back at it and say it was one of the dumbest things ever done, and that the people most harmed were kids and the old, you know, and from college age kids all the way down, people will look back and say, man, that generation in 2020 was full of a bunch of idiots. And for me, I mean, we've tried to, you know, push the truth and science and data and all that stuff. And so the best thing I'll be able to do is look at my kids whose education has already been harmed. I can attest to that. I can see it right there on, you know, with my 11-year-old and my 9-year-old. I can see where they've been harmed because of this situation. I can't imagine a junior or a sophomore or a freshman that's trying to make that their career, how much it's going to harm them out in the Pac-12 if they don't play or they play a weird schedule. I mean,
that's what I'm saying. Like, their whole lives have been turned upside down.
And it's shameful. It just it really is. There's all the data you need from across the pond that says, hey, everybody knows there's a virus. You could live life normal, have everything open, play everything. People are still going to move around differently. That's going to keep the virus at bay enough. I don't know if you saw the college thing. There's like 40 some odd thousand kids that have had it now. Out of all these schools, they've had 3 kids in the hospital. Mm-hmm. No one's died. It's absolutely laughable. It's shameful. And our kids will pay the price. And a lot of people won't admit that ever. But if you actually acknowledge reality in the scoreboard, you'll know. We'll come back. Final segment. Stick with us on Final Segment Hour 1. We'll stick with this right here on 3 and Out. You are mine. I'll be here till the final segment, hour number 1, live from the White Claw Hard Seltzer Studios, a fan-run radio crafted using seltzer water, 5% alcohol, and a hint of fruit flavor. Only 100 calories. Now available in 8 refreshing flavors. Fresh watermelon, sweet tangerine, and juicy lemon. The lime is incredible, too. Had one of those last night. Big fan of the lime. Each one a wave of pure refreshment. It's White Claw Hard Seltzer, made pure. Is the Cape Mays thing going to be a distraction? Like, if, let's say he was just still at Georgia, would we be better off playing South Carolina with that never being a thing, or do you think it'll matter once the game starts if he doesn't play this
if
week?
It was quarterback, I think it'd be a thing, but it's an offensive lineman, which I understand, like, being good in the trenches is what gets you to where you need to be in the SEC,
another thing for me, though. Like, if you're George Pickens and you transfer, like, that seems like a bigger deal. If you're a quarterback, that seems like a bigger deal.
Just skill players in general. It's
Just feels like it's more, I don't know. Real quick, was Felipe Franks a grad transfer to Arkansas?
Yeah, he was. He's been around for a while.
No, I,
so
I know
you're not
that.
Sure, but you're just guessing?
No, he's a grad transfer.
Okay, so you're sure?
Yes.
All right.
You're sure?
The two rules they changed last time were grad transfers can transfer in conference, not sit out, and if you're team you're transferring away from is ineligible for the postseason, you can be eligible to play.
Right.
That was the Van Jefferson rule.
Correct.
From which usually goes with a program being in trouble.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why Cade Mays is, by rule, not eligible. But they're applying for an exemption. There's never been an exemption that I'm aware of.
Never approved. Been a dad loses pinky.
It does kind of hurt their argument. They lost the pinky well before.
It takes time to put a case like that together.
But, I mean, once there's a lawsuit against the school, it doesn't feel like. And there's the Ole Miss kid, too, right? Who tweeted out the letter and talked about.
Otis Reese.
Yeah, the stuff going on at Georgia and all that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a little messy.
This is why they need the one free transfer.
Agreed.
This fixes everything.
They're going to vote on that next year. It's going to go through. They shouldn't have tabled it in the first place.
Here's my theory on the NCAA. The NCAA, it's like a lot of things we see right now where you start an organization to fix a problem, but even once that problem is as fixed as it can be in a flawed society with, you know, humans that are all error prone, that organization still wants to exist. It doesn't want to just go away. Like, you're never, you know, if I start a nonprofit to, you know, save the whales or whatever, and I'm the CEO, and because it's a nonprofit, we don't make any money, but I still get a fat salary every year, and all this, and we do such great work that all the whales are like exploding, and they have to make new, like, you can now hunt the whales rules because we've just done such a great job. Really, the Save the Whales 501c3 should be just dissolved. We don't need it anymore.
You already did it. You saved the whales.
But I make so much money, I'm like, let's create another whale problem so I have something to do. I think the NCAA is that way. I think that's one of the big problems. It would be very easy for the NCAA to have a smaller staff to do less work to need less money if they would keep their rules very simple and clean. The problem with that is everybody that works for the NCAA wants to be valued. They want to have a job. They want to make money. They want to be able to bring in more money and spend it on themselves as a group, as an organization. So by having more rules and by needing people to process exemptions and waivers and all that kind of stuff, it's a vicious cycle. And a lot of times it's not even about anybody's fault, really. I mean, businesses, whether a nonprofit or for profit, the people in them are going to want the business to have more power, bring in more money, have more influence. So a lot of times it's just them doing their job. But if you could do away with the entire transfer department, because the rule is you get one free transfer anywhere you want to go, doesn't matter, conferences don't matter, and then after that, if you transfer, you got to sit out a year, then you wouldn't even need to send any paperwork. I mean, hell, you could just shoot an email off. Just, hey, for your records, Cade Mays is using his one transfer. He'll be at Tennessee this year. Done.
Mm-hmm.
And then, like, if he wants to transfer to, I don't know, USC next year because he's got a new girlfriend out there or something, it's like, hey, Cade Mays is transferring to USC. He's going to sit this year out, and then he'll play next year. Done. Mm-hmm. Like, it'd be simple. And you wouldn't need all those people. But that's, you know, there's no motivation on the NCAA side to do that sort of thing.
You mentioned Wells. Did you see what happened in Australia? Sad situation.
No, what
happened? Like 380 wells get stranded on a sandbar, and they had to euthanize them.
Oh, yeah, I did see that. Oh,
set a record. I know that was completely off topic, but you mentioned that. And
pilot whales? What were they?
Yeah, they were pilot whales.
Yeah, no, that's probably a bad example, but I used to watch those Japanese boats, and there's that one, that other boat that would try and, like, help the whales get away. Remember that show?
I don't know. Whale Wars?
Yeah, Whale Wars. Yeah. You remember that?
Yeah.
I don't know, it's the first thing that came to mind.
Harpoons and whatnot.
Mm-hmm. Mm. It'd spray them with the water, so.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I mean, if the Whale Wars guy's making a lot of money, but there's no war to wage anymore, like, he's got to find some new war, right? Or some new way to do it.
Turtles. Save the turtles.
I've done that before.
What?
I've gone out to this island, and we've moved turtle eggs all night for a weekend.
Oh.
Yeah.
I don't think you're supposed to do that.
No, this was with the conservation.
The turtle people. Sir,
yeah.
Okay.
If they lay the eggs in a bad spot, then they'll dig them up and move them to a good spot, you know, where there's no lights and stuff, so that they'll go towards the water,
gotcha.
Towards the moon.
Right, right.
Be safe and sound. Grow up to be, you know.
Big turtles.
Big turtles that are, yeah, good for the environment and stuff. So,
Turtling out. New show.
I guess we'll reset.
Yeah.